This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal. Brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The whole truth about JFK, 9/11, Area 51, the Illuminati, the moon landings, Jesus and Magdala, the CIA, KGB, and AIDS, the reptilian elite, Watergate, the New World Order, Bilderberg, the MKUltra Project, the history of the world and the oppression of the human consciousness, to the truth about God, the devil, heaven, hell, and the delicate fabric of the universe.
You gotta say, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome back to Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. This is a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal. And you're back with me, Eric, and my exuberant co-host, Everett.
You don't even know what exuberant means.
Sounded good.
Yeah, it did. So we're still talking about lost and found civilizations this week.
Yes, we are.
So what did we leave off with last week? We left off with talking about Angkor over there in Cambodia.
Yes, we did. But
we had somebody in between.
We had a very interesting, well, I wouldn't even really call it a conversation. It was just a back and forth with a guy. What was his name?
I don't know.
Anyways, well, he commented on our Facebook post about
Nash this. John Stommer.
And we'll read what he commented, and then I'll get into about it.
I don't have my phone ready for that. You should have told me.
He's like, hey, you're putting me on the fuck spot here. Okay, oh, man, he since then, he sent me a bunch of links. Nash John Stamer commented on our post.
He said you could say his name?
I told him I'd shout him out.
Okay. I hope that's good.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, fuck. I didn't even think about that. He said that Australian Aboriginals. That's kind of hard to say, though.
No, it's not. Australian Aboriginals.
Have some crazy links to ancient Egypt, too. I'm like, wow, I didn't know that. So.
That's one of the most far-fetched things I've ever heard. The Australian Aboriginals, who look nothing alike.
Right, but are you ready for this?
Is there a Stargate involved?
There's no Stargate involved, but they've found... Okay, so this is what really got me, because the link that the guy sent me, it says very ancient Egyptians lived in Australia, but the government won't admit it. And I was like, I like this guy. Oh, so it says, I'll just actually read the link verbatim for you. It's Ancient and Lost Civilizations, Ash versus, no, it's AboveTotSecret.com. I'm sorry. AboveTotSecret.com. So here we go. So thought I would share with you an interesting Australian sheikha that even most Australians have not heard about. Although the Australian government refuses to acknowledge anything different other than the history that they have been led to believe about British explorer Captain Cook and his that's what you were just talking about last time.
I told you.
Right.
I'm no dummy.
And his expedition being the first recorded Europeans to have encountered the land. A very different history seems to refute this erroneous tale. Ancient Egyptian hieroglyphic inscriptions, statues, coins, pyramids, and other amazing discoveries that have all been found around Australia over the years and continue to do so. Some of the discoveries include an unusual set of rock carvings, 250 hieroglyphs telling the tale of early Egyptian explorers injured and stranded in ancient Australia. Now, that's fucking interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah. An Egyptian sun disk was discovered in 1950, carved into a cliff. The carving shows the featured outline of a chariot showing one of its wheels. In 1965, a kosh of hand-forged Egyptian bronze...
Kosh?
Yeah, that's how I like to say it.
Cash.
It's kosh. Yeah, but I like kosh. Cash.
Kosh point oh.
Anyways... Why you always got to fuck me up on this stuff? A kosh of hand-forged Egyptian bronze, copper, and iron tools, plus pottery and coins dating back more than 2,000 years were found. A scarab beetle carved from onyx was dug up near the Nepean River outside Perineath. Also Perineath, a 50-foot stepped...
Perineath?
Penrith. Oh, yeah. Outside Penrith. Also,
Penrith.
Also at Penrith, a 50-foot stepped pyramid exists. Wow, that's cool. An amber-glassed obelisk-shaped pin inscribed with Egyptian characters found in a field by John Whitehouse in 1983 is said to be 5,000 years old. Wow, man. A group of 17 granite stones were found on Phoenician inscriptions had been translated to read, "Guard the shrine of Yahweh's message."
What are you reading? It sounds like you're going on about like a phone book here.
No, man. It's just these are all things that they found in Australia that
well,
link them to ancient
to
Egyptian.
It.
I just did. AboveTotSecret.com.
And what's the name of the article?
ancient and lost civilizations.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, that was pretty interesting. We had a viewer tell us about that, so I definitely wanted to touch on it.
I love it whenever people on YouTube send us cool stuff while we're...
I love it even better when they do the legwork.
Eventually, me and Eric were talking, we're going to have to start doing just a call-in show.
Yeah, we're just going to have to do a call-in show.
I mean, aside from our normal show. It'd be much fun.
How much fun would that be? Just like talk about whatever we want to talk about. It's like you guys comment on YouTube or Skype us and be like,
I was gonna say, we just
what do you guys
Skype
think about this?
And or we create like a TeamSpeak channel or something where everybody can get on, just mass crazy talk. There's and then we just leave.
Blab, I believe, is a thing that you can do that on.
Blab.im. We were doing that for some of them. It's a little difficult.
Is it?
We might to do it with our cameras and everything, yeah.
Right.
We'd have to use our laptops. Then we could do that, but...
All right, so...
Let's get back to it. We got a couple more of lost civilizations that have been found. And yeah, the one you were excited to talk about is our local.
Our local one, yeah, Cahokia Mounds.
The Cahokia people.
Yeah, the mound builders, I like to call them. But that was one that was real interesting to me because it's very close to home. And that's as much a lost civilization as any. Mm. You know what I mean? What do you know about the Cahokia Mounds?
Well, they're it's right across from St. Louis in Cahokia, East St. Louis area.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pre-Columbian Native American city around 600 to 1400 CE.
Yeah,
so
600 to 1400
AD. Relatively long-lasting, 800 years.
The city sprawled across 6 square miles. It contained almost 100 earthen mounds as well as enormous grand plaza at its center.
So if you drive by them, it looks like they're just big hills. But then, like, if you ever drove by those?
I drove by them. I've never been on them.
We went out and walked around them one time. We never actually climbed up them. I'm not much for climbing big hills, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they're massive, and when you think about it, they're just burial mounds, layer after layer after layer of dead bodies, corpses.
You think that's what that's about?
Well, that's exactly what that's about.
I don't know.
Burial mounds.
Yeah, yeah.
It's in the name, Dick.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Because that ties in closely with, the mound builder civilizations that were of North America that were said to predate, Indians.
Indians? Native Americans?
Native Americans,
You're killing it today.
I know. I just can't talk for shit. A little bit of pain. Be all right, though.
It's your back.
But, yeah. But I think there was like 7 or 8 different tribes that I looked at that said that there was a race of redheaded, huge, like 9-foot giants.
Oh, here it comes. You were telling me about this.
That predated the Indians here.
How big were they?
Their answer, they're like between 7 and 9 feet.
Wouldn't there be easily found like bones and stuff even if it was at the beginning of the Cahokia people at 600 AD, which was 1,500 years ago, 1,500 years ago, the bones would still be quite easy to find. Of a 7-foot tall, and if there's many of them.
Yeah, but, well, that's the thing, though, because we talked about this before, the Smithsonian
cover-up. Yeah.
They can't release that information out to the public because that would, that goes against the status quo, man.
You know, it blows my mind. I get it why people will say that the government is out to get you, but then whenever people start saying an institution like the Smithsonian is actively doing cover-ups.
Right.
And,
That's scary.
For what possible reason would they want
to
cover that
because
up?
Because the Smithsonian is a Darwinian institution. Everything that has to do with them holds true to the Darwinian thought. Do you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
They hold that at their core belief at the Smithsonian Institution. And if these giants were to make their way, and I know we're getting a little off topic here, but it goes with the Cahokia Mounds,
so
which is a lost civilization.
The fossil record, is what you're
saying. Exactly. But that would go against evolution and Darwin's theory of all that. You know what I mean? So that's why that cover-up exists is because the Smithsonian is so respected and well-renowned.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, yeah, right. The government, so, sure, shit all over them all day long.
So they have a great reputation. So what if evidence was to come out to say...
They're generally beyond reproach.
...that what they're saying is wrong, that their reputation is shit now because, look here, we've got evidence... But so what you do is you call the Smithsonian and say, hey, I found a giant 10, 12 feet tall. We'll be right there.
10, 12 foot tall. It's
you know,
easy. It's a
you,
big
you go home, go to bed. They're at the excavation site. You go back to the excavation site in the morning. Everything's gone. You call the Smithsonian. Hey, where's my giant? What giant?
In fact,
fuck,
we're
no
going to be
way.
Sending some people out to talk to you.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
But there were all there's.
I made
there's,
a Hillary joke there, but
yeah, no. Well,
we're not supposed to do political stuff anymore.
Right.
Ugh. Not because
are you talking
of
about
the network.
Hillary Rotten
people
Hitman.
People hate it when we talk political. What'd you say, Killary Rotten Hitman?
Yeah, Killary Rotten Hitman. Anyway, but there's all kinds of different mounds. Shout out to Touch by 12 Gauge for that one. Got that in a message last night.
Jesus.
The Serpent Mounds in Ohio.
Another mound building society.
Yeah, but you gotta wonder if it's all over North America. No, it's well, what I'm saying is
because it's in southwestern Ohio, which is, from here it's what? It's like 5-6 hour drive.
Lake Devlin, Wisconsin is the also the same. They have huge mounds that they were actually excavated giants from. Man, so these mound builder societies.
I'd like to see that on a map because that would almost be a perfect triangle.
Right. And gosh, how crazy would that be?
Triangles are all over, man.
Mm-hmm.
Illuminati.
Ancient sacred, what's that? Sacred geometry.
Yep.
So yeah, I thought sacred geometry is cool. Yeah. I like spirit science videos, man. I really do. You watch any of those?
No.
There's a bunch of them, and they're really good.
It's not really my thing.
They're kind of like, you know how South Park Canadians are half head? You know, the top.
Fuck you, Terrence.
The top part of the head just independently operates. Independently
I don't want to get racist, but Canadians are floppy heads.
So, okay, well, it independently operates from the bottom jaw, and that's what the spirit science guys are like. They're really good videos.
Anything about the mound builders you want to talk about?
Yeah, man, they were big, and they built mounds.
Giants that built mounds.
Yeah.
So that's what you think's inside those mounds over there. It could be.
Well, and they will not excavate them. Because well, they're of historical significance.
Well, you don't go generally digging up graves for
Well,
science.
They did in the early 1900s.
Well, you do that
and that's where they found all those giants. And
I was going to say, that's pretty much what they do with pyramids.
Well, right now, they won't, you know, because they want to preserve the archaeological site. So it's not like they want to excavate. But they've got all those x-ray machines. You think they could just go down there and x-ray what's in the dirt? And
jeez, can you imagine what kind of resolution you need? You got to be able to focus that. You wouldn't even be able to use x-rays.
Okay,
so, much,
so like I'm going to admit, I don't know a lot about that.
The side, you know
there's,
what I
mean? But there's some sort of technology,
of echolocation,
right? Something, yeah. Right? I mean, they got
sonar.
Something. Anyways,
well, they can tell you what sex your baby is. Why can't they tell what kind of, how big the bodies are buried in cocaine mounds?
Guy up there with a cigar got a big
he's
ultrasound on top of
some juice on it.
We got a giant here, guys. Yeah, right in the background. Woo! And it's a boy. Yeah,
it's messed up.
It is messed up.
All right, so
we tapped out the mound builders. What do you got next?
This is the last one of the found situation or found.
I know nothing about Clovis.
It's the Clovis people. I can't believe you never heard about this. It's a New Mexico-based Native American civilization. They existed from roughly 11,500 BC to 11,000 BC.
Really?
So what's that? How long ago is that?
11,500.
Put that in relative terms to other civilizations. The ancient Chinese, you know, 2,000-3,000 years ago.
You're talking Ming Dynasty Chinese, like 3,000.
No, Ming Dynasty was like not that long ago.
Well, who built the wall?
It wasn't built that long ago either.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Why don't you
just kidding.
Chew on some bleach.
I think you can see that from space, right?
No, not really.
The Great Wall of China? I think so.
It's a common misconception. Dude, it's only like 30 foot wide. How are you going to see something 30 foot wide from space? It's like seeing you can see a country road from space.
Have you ever been to space?
God damn it. This is the same guy who tried to argue with me about the round Earth or the footage that you can see the curvature of the Earth from a weather balloon. He's like, oh yeah? Could be fake.
Have you ever been to space?
I've never been to space.
I'm just
anyway, Clovis people. Clovis, New Mexico, 11,500 BC to 11,000 BC. It's twice or more than twice, almost three times as old as the Egyptians.
Yeah, that's very old.
They hunted fucking woolly mammoths.
That could very well be. Well, you know what? To be fair, though, with that, woolly mammoths were around when the Egyptian Empire was.
No.
Yeah.
It's about 10,000 years ago, I believe, the woolly mammoths went out. I
believe you're wrong.
Are you talking about the movie 10,000 BC?
Not at all. And gosh, that was a good movie, though. No, it was horrible. Oh, I liked it. I liked it.
Next thing you're going to say is Noah was a real accurate movie.
I didn't watch that.
Aren't you a big fan of his?
I did watch Evan Almighty, though.
Evan Almighty was good. But I thought you were a big fan of Russell Crowe.
No, I like Russell Crowe, but I won't stand for baloney.
He won't, you know.
No, Master and Commander? No.
Oh, man, Master and Commander.
I won't stand for baloney.
So it's maybe not the oldest American civilization, but it's pretty damn close with a few other known civilizations showing up in, like, Brazil and, you know, other places. But they don't have the kind of evidence they have for, like, the Clovis people.
Well, right, and to be a civilization, you got to think about that. To be a civilization, you have civilization. To be a civilization, you got to, there's got to be constraints to be considered a civilization.
Yeah, we were
right?
talking about that earlier. You mean there's certain technological levels you got to have. Well, not even that.
No, you just have to be able to, you know, sustain yourself, food,
the same
shelter.
Group of people needs to last for a certain amount of time
right.
in a certain place.
I think more like you'd have to be able to breed and move on to another generation to be considered a civilization. Does that sound accurate?
Villages, you know, back in the day probably lasted for hundreds of years.
Right, and they weren't considered a civilization. So maybe you got to reach a critical mass to like a certain amount.
It's a whole region and a whole culture. You know what I mean?
Okay, a culture. There you go. That's probably a better way to describe it.
Let's see what Google says.
A culture.
Definition of civilization. We should have did this much earlier. We get around to it. Better late than never.
Yeah, better late than never, man.
Okay. This civilization is the stage of human social development and organization that is considered the most advanced. Son of a bitch. That doesn't tell us anything.
Not at all.
Okay.
So what's it take to be a civilization? Google that.
I don't know. The process by which a society or place reaches an advanced stage of social development and organization and the society, culture, and way of life of a particular area. Now, that's closer. Society,
particular
culture,
area, because then it's contained within a geographical point. You know what I mean? One area.
What does it take to be a civilization? Well, we're doing live Googling. This is so awesome. Five key elements of civilization. This is perfect. What is it? Okay, this is not perfect. I'm going back on that. Let's just say Google it your goddamn self. But going back to the Clovis people. So the common theory for their decline is that there's less megafauna. Like, it was the extinction of, you know, like your woolly mammoth type of animals.
Right.
Your big megafauna that they use for their food and even some clothing and whatnot. Once those were running out, less resource means less people.
You either have to expand or die off. Right. You know, you have to move once you exhaust all the resources in your given area.
You got to find a place that you can settle down and try to sustain yourself. They became less of a roaming culture, which is what they were.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense.
So whenever they all started to settle in groups, then they splintered up and started having subcultures. And whenever that happens, you just kind of peter out to a small decline of nothing. Whenever you don't have a big cultural center.
Yeah.
Then you don't have the genetic differences that you can actually sustain a population. You know what I mean?
Well, right, because eventually it's just going to be cousin and cousin.
Pretty much what I'm saying.
There's no diversity in the gene pool.
Right. There's another theory that says there was a cooling period. It was a worldwide cooling period. It's called the Younger Dryas Cold Phase. This is the first I'd ever heard of that.
I've never heard of that as well.
Look it up. Younger Dryas, D-R-Y-A-S, sorry, Cold Phase. It lasted for, some say, up to 1,500 years and affected many parts of the world. So a big climate change that was enough to affect those people in that part of the world, they say, could have brought about the eventual decline and
end of a civilization.
But the big theory, less believed, but you'll see it out there everywhere, that the Clovis people were actually destroyed via a comet impact or an airburst from a comet.
Oh, I can believe that.
Now, that's the big one you want to check out. So the story is, here comes a comet out of nowhere. Gets close to the ground and pops and blows, just like the Tunguska incident in Tunguska incident in Russia in 1908, I think it was.
Yep, we talked about that on our World War III.
Right. So basically, that just wiped them out. They're saying. So it could have been lack of food. It could have been cold spell, and it could have been a comet to wipe these people out. Long story short,
they gone.
It's a really, really old American, be it north or south, and. Civilization, one of the first.
Right, Clovis. And that's crazy because that's not one you hear about very often. You know what I mean?
You got to figure these people didn't have the wheel or anything else like that. Mostly all we find of them are their tools, like their spear tips.
Yeah.
The spear tips and stuff.
That's even if they use stone spit.
Yep. And that's what we've radiocarbon dated to basically place them in their time period. So I guess let's get on to what we've been waiting to do.
Yeah. Ah, bread and butter, baby.
Oh, God.
If you're watching our Lost Civilization show, you're watching for Atlantis and Lemuria.
Right.
Okay, so let's start out with Atlantis.
Well, I would say that's the less of the two that is impressive to me.
Really?
You always hear of Atlantis this, Atlantis that. It's the lost continent. It's the lost city. It's the lost island. No, Atlantis, sorry, the continent.
Not Alanis?
Not Alanis. Not a Canadian pop singer from the 90s.
Oh, yeah. So, well, Wikipedia gives it a description of fictional. So that's where we're at with that.
Fictional or not yet found, in my opinion.
Well, I mean,
so it's. I always think of Atlantis as a Greek type
really?
Thing. Remember, like all the old myths of, like, I don't know. For some reason, it's just Greek in my head. Why is that?
Why are you asking me? I can't read your mind.
Maybe there was an old cartoon or something that had Atlantis, and maybe they had like Greek columns and stuff. I don't know.
Well, we know that Plato described Atlantis as being in the mid-Atlantic Ocean in two of his books, Timaeus and Critias, which I might even be pronouncing those wrong. But he describes Atlantis in both of those books that he has.
That's probably why I think that, because Plato is Greek.
You know, maybe I knew that.
Maybe you didn't.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. But all ancient cultures are said to be descendants of Atlantis, and I have in quotations underneath this bullshit, so that means I didn't believe that when I wrote that down.
Well, we'll get to it in a second, but Lemuria, or Lemuria?
Lemuria.
Whatever, is, in a lot of people's thoughts, the precursor to Atlantis.
Well, some people say that Atlantis is the... No.
Yeah. Just keep going with what you're talking about. We'll get to it. Sorry.
All right. Well, I got a couple different things about Atlantis. I mean, I got just a bunch of different random facts about it. In January 2015, divers that were searching for a 2,000-year-old shipwreck brought up 39 ingots of a strange red metal called Oricalco. It's a mythical metal, so it's not even really been proved. But it's copper, zinc, lead, iron, and nickel. And the scientist who believes that is Sebastian Tusser, and he believes that this metal was...
You're killing me here.
No, it was mined on Atlantis, and that was like their gold. Like, and they brought it up out of the sea in 2015, I said.
I'd like to see this metal. What's it called again?
Now, I'm not even sure how you spell this. Oricalco.
Oricalco?
Oricalco. It's like a mythical metal. It's like a red metal. It's copper, zinc, lead, iron, and nickel is what it's supposed to be.
Oricalco.
Did I spell it right? O-R-Y-C-A-L-C-O?
So here's what Wikipedia says. Oricalcum, or Aurecalcum, is a metal mentioned in several ancient writings, including the story of Atlantis.
Aha!
In the Critias of Plato, written within the dialogue, claims that Aurecalcum had been considered second only to gold in value and had been found and mined in many parts of Atlantis in ancient times, but that by the Critias own, Aurecalcum was known only by name. But I don't know, this doesn't make a lot of sense to me. It may have been a noble metal, platinum. But if you're saying what they found in 2015 is completely different, it ain't platinum.
Well, it's copper, zinc, lead, iron, and nickel.
Could have been an alloy. Oh, here's what, metal ingots were found in ancient shipwreck in Sicily.
There you go. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Consisting of copper, zinc, nickel, lead, and iron. So that's not...
Does it say anything about Sebastian Tusser, the scientist who believed that?
I'm sure it does somewhere.
But I'm not going to look at it. Oh, here's another one. This is cool. This is for all our real good conspiracies guys out there. Some say Nibiru is responsible for the sinking of Atlantis. Now, let's talk about that.
Well, that goes back to Lumeria. Lumeria was supposedly inhabited by fifth dimensional beings from, you know, one of these extra planets. Somewhere.
Could have been Anunnaki.
Could have been, who was it from Nibiru? Was it just the Anunnaki? Who else am I thinking of?
You're thinking of
Nibiru, the Anunnaki.
Enlil, Enki, and their dad's name was Inu.
Inu, yeah.
Inu. But they were the Anunnaki here on Earth. No, what was
there's
the name
another,
of it? Yeah, I know. I can't remember what it is.
Somebody help us out here on Facebook. We're dying. Or Twitter. Oh, God damn it. YouTube.
There you go.
It's like when mom's like, Bear Joe Bud Todd.
Yeah.
Can't get none of our names right. I can't get the social media right.
Right. So, well, everyone knows, if you're familiar with the Nibiru conspiracy, Planet X, which is, again, described in all of the Sumerian tablets, Zechariah Sitchin allegedly decoded. They say that Nibiru is on a... What do we call it? Non-heliocentric.
Yeah, non-heliocentric orbit. It means it swings around like a comet's orbit. It gets close to the sun and goes way far away from it, but it's still orbiting the sun.
So it's said that every 3,600 years, Nibiru, or Planet X, comes back around on the backside of the sun and comes close to Earth and causes catastrophic damage to Earth, whether it be in the form of earthquakes, typhoons, tidal waves, monsoons, just...
It wasn't Sitchin, was it?
Yeah, it was
Sitchin. It was Sitchin, okay.
Sitchin's the one with the...
Right, and there's also Nancy Leader.
Well, yeah, but... We talked about her.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought that was real cool, man, because, you know, that Atlantis is like a, you know, it's mythical, so we don't really know that it's there. And Nibiru is mythical as well.
Well, okay.
So this stuff we don't know anything about, we don't know if that's true or not. That's why I liked it.
Okay, let's go over what we do know about Atlantis, though.
Okay.
Well, it was a continent, supposedly, not just an island. And
well, yeah, we're talking Australia size here. Huge.
Exactly. Most of the ancient, or the drawings people make of, you know, where it would be on the map was in the Atlantic Ocean, above the equator generally.
Yeah.
And basically took up the entire amount of space slightly, you know, it still had a fair
couple
amount of space.
Couple hundred miles of ocean between the North
between
America,
Africa
East Coast.
And North America, right. Yeah.
But man, I mean, what do you think, though? That would be cool. I mean, that would be neat to find out that Nibiru sunk Atlantis, but that would also be kind of devastating because that would mean... you know, shit's going to happen again real soon, yeah.
Well, what I don't get, I guess, and it wouldn't be, but why don't you ever see whenever science makes its estimates for what the continental structure used to look like with the drift, you'd think they'd be able to pick out that there was another continent somewhere. Like how they figured over time what Pangaea, how it broke apart.
Oh, okay, like the super sea.
Right, don't you think there would have been, the way shit fits together, like the way Africa and South America fit together.
You think there should be some sort of
there should be a missing piece.
There's a missing link.
Yeah, a missing piece to the way they should fit together.
There probably is. I mean, it was a super sea, so maybe the middle of the fucking sea. Maybe.
I wish I would have did that beforehand. I didn't have a lot of time.
Check out how that works in with Pangaea. That would be really neat if there was actually a missing spot. I haven't looked at it, but that'd be something to touch on next week's Deja Vu.
Well, let's flip on over to Lemuria. This was the first I'd ever actually heard about Lemuria when we were doing our research.
Really?
Yeah, and now, AKA Moo, apparently.
Now, I linked Everett to a very good video that has a lot of interesting information. No, which has a lot of good interesting information about Atlantis, Lemuria, but it does deal with a lot of other stuff too. Consciousness shift, consciousness levels. It's just a very good video.
Fucked up, dude. It's like some of this stuff. I don't know where it's coming from. The Tree of Life theory with the extra two circles. First of all, what were the original circles all about, and where are these other two coming from?
You got to watch the video.
I guess so, but it's called "Our History Is Not What We Think." It's posted on the YouTube channel, South Somewhere, all one word.
It's a spirit science video, though. You can find it under Spirit Science also. It's been dubbed a few different
people. I hate these kind of like pseudoscience videos, you know.
But that's what this is. You are on a conspiracy show and you hate pseudoscience.
Okay, I understand that.
I'm going to throw my pin in your eye.
But hold on, Tree of Life, that's just crazy talk. I mean,
that's what they call it. It's tin. It's circles.
I see the pattern. I'm looking at the pattern of it right now. What are you at me? You're dismissing me?
Yeah.
I'm no believer at all. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. You're not a daisy.
I seek the truth, but I'm grounded in reality. Okay. I need to see a little bit more than what some people draw.
How
some
much
weird
of the video did you watch?
An island. I can draw a picture of a fucking island.
You
lay
watched
it over a map.
You guys, he watched 10 minutes of an hour video, and
you're one of those people. Let's get into it, Pally. You're one of those people who watches YouTube videos, 10, 20 minutes of one.
20 minutes of one.
Fuck you, man. And then spits it back out as the God's honest truth, like it's Wikipedia.
Yeah, like it's Wikipedia. Like Wikipedia can't be changed.
Stop mocking me. God, I can't wait till this is over. We have our fight.
We're going to stream that live on YouTube too, ladies.
We are not. I'm telling you, it's going to be like Rocky 3.
Oh, yeah. It's 5.
What else do I got here on Lemuria?
Lemuria.
So there was the race of people that lived on Lemuria, according to some of the
lemurs.
No,
Lemurians,
not lemurs. Were the Nakals, Naacals? They were known as the Ascended Masters.
Yeah, the Nakals. You know what? And
which is like I was thinking was the Anunnaki tie-in. Maybe they're the same folk.
Well, right, because they were supposedly at a very high consciousness level, and there were really only 1,000 of these Nakals that inhabited all of Lemuria.
Yeah, they were supposedly giants. Like I said before, fifth dimensional beings that can interact with the third dimension.
Right. So, like I said, that ties in a lot with consciousness, man, because you know how we were talking about at different consciousness levels, you can access different planes, different dimensions, realities.
Let me see. I got a link here to something. I had a page. Hold on.
Oh, man. No, look, you went on to Lemuria too soon because I have something interesting about Atlantis. It said that Atlantis sinking was what the cause for Europe to thaw out.
Oh, yeah. We're
okay,
talking
so
about that between episodes here.
Yeah, so
God, I wish I wouldn't have went that far.
Yeah, you're an asshole. Anyways, so what it is Atlantis, obviously, in the Atlantic Ocean. We know what, you know what, go ahead, talk about the Mid-Atlantic Current. You know about it. Tell us all about it.
Well, as we all know from the science fact classic, The Day After Tomorrow with Dennis Quaid and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yes.
The North Atlantic Current, I believe it's called.
It's responsible for keeping Europe.
Well, it's what moves like the saline water.
The warm water.
The warm water, which gets some salinity or something from the North Atlantic. Any which way, that current is what establishes weather patterns, more or less.
It's what keeps Europe from being an ice cube.
The warm water keeps the air warm.
Yeah,
simple as that.
Keeps the weather warm over there.
So
Europe would be an ice.
If there was something blocking this current, such as a large landmass.
Continent, Atlantic, Atlanta, Atlantis.
Get it? You got it?
Yeah,
okay.
Good.
Anyway, if there was a continent blocking this, there's a good chance that Europe might have been frozen.
So one of the theories that I came across was that when Atlantis sunk, it allowed the North Atlantic Current to travel up right around Europe and eventually caused it.
I'm sorry.
You don't believe that? You don't believe that?
That was in my brain.
If it was there, is it plausible?
I guess so.
If Atlantis was there in that spot, that's a plausible theory.
I don't find it plausible that somehow a landmass drops, a few miles down into the earth.
I didn't say confirmed. I said plausible. If it happened as it said,
weather-wise, I suppose so, yes.
Okay. So if Atlantis sunk and allowed the North Atlantic Current to make its way up to Europe, it could have thawed out England, all that good stuff.
Or the climate could have just changed as it does cyclically.
Well, you know what I always thought was weird? It's a little off topic. Greenland and Iceland. Greenland's full of ice. Iceland's full of greenery.
I think that was something the Vikings did to keep.
Think so?
People, I don't really.
I just thought that was weird. It's like Greenland is ice.
Iceland's so beautiful, though.
And ice is Greenland.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So
back to Lemuria.
There's this website I found that's called LemurianConnection.com, and it's got a lot of really cool info about Lemuria.
Is that kind of like ChristianMingle.com or whatever?
Is it a dating site? I think so, because it says the Lemurian Age took place approximately between the years of 4.5 million B.C. and 12,000 years ago.
Oh, my word.
Until the sinking of the continents of Lemuria and later Atlantis. So in their theories, Atlanta was the remnants of Lemuria, like I was telling you earlier.
Yeah,
so Atlantis
yeah.
was a Pacific island rather than an Atlantic island. So Lemuria supposedly is a giant... giant continent out in the Pacific. Takes up most of the Pacific. It goes from the Philippines to Hawaii all the way down to Easter Island, basically.
Yeah.
It was that ginormous. Now, the thought about this scientifically is that common fauna and plants have been found...
Flora fauna
have been found... at each of those locations.
And what you're talking about is like organisms, bacteria, insect species, plant species that shouldn't be there.
They're geographically isolated by thousands of miles of ocean.
But this is saying that there was a land bridge at some point in time.
I guess apparently it was a giant...
So there's some science to actually there maybe being a Lemuria there.
I don't know how truthful what I read about the flora fauna, though, is. This is just what I've read.
Right.
I haven't been to each of these locations and checked it out.
Okay.
So, I don't know. But check out LemurianConnection.com. They go through a lot about how the Lemurian race was a mixture of beings that came from, like, Sirius and Alpha Centauri, and a small number of them from other planets as well. So
I think the general consensus was the Lemurians were...
aliens. Yeah, just like that.
Of a higher consciousness, not normal humans.
Yeah, pretty much.
So that goes back to the Nicols being...
So they're apparently the two highest civilizations at the time, 25,000 years ago, had a big battle over their ideologies. And that's pretty much one of the things that led to the sinking, apparently, of Lemuria.
Wow. I don't know. It's crazy how these continents just sink like that.
Yeah. How could something
Atlantis
drop a couple
sunk,
miles down?
Lemuria sunk?
So think about this. The Atlantic Ocean is a few miles deep in some spots, right?
At the very deepest point, it's like 7 miles.
Whatever the Mariana Trench is real deep, but that's just a trench. Anyway, on average, I don't know how deep it is. But if there was a continent that could have had areas that went a few thousand feet above sea level or a mile or so above sea level, with regular-sized mountains, to drop all the way down a mile or two in sea levelness, you know what I mean? It's 2 miles now below sea level to create the new floor.
That would be that.
You're talking a 2 to 3 mile drop of a landmass.
Yeah, that's insane. Now what we were watching earlier about the coral, remember about the coral, though, they were saying that.
Fair.
Now explain that.
So they're saying there's a lot of places in what would be basically the borders of where Lemuria was that at the bottom of the ocean, way too deep for it to have ever grown, was remnants of coral, which coral, as you know, is relatively shallow water because it has to have sunlight to sustain the plant and the animal life.
It can't live down 3,000 feet below. It just can't live there.
So they're showing all this coral that's way down deep, which would suggest there was originally a landmass that had brought, you know, the ocean levels were a lot lower right around there. So there would have been coral growing around a giant continent.
Something pushed that coral down.
Right, or brought it down with it.
And that's around the perimeter of Lemuria?
Right. But what I don't get, too, is how, you know, what we do know is there's a ring of fire in the Pacific.
Yeah.
So, and there's a subduction zone basically right in the middle of the ring of fire. You know what that is?
I'm not familiar with that,
I'm not sure if it's not a subduction zone, because subduction is whenever the continental plates drift under one another. I believe in the Pacific.
Oh yeah, that's where that's
coming out.
That's where new land is made.
Right. So there's land coming out. So if there was a Lemuria before, how does that fit in with the way we see that the continental plates right now? Or like basically being created out of the mantle.
The plates aren't. We're just getting new sea floor out of there. No, the plates are the tectonic plates are always and have always been the same.
It is. Because the plates will go under another plate and it melts down into the mantle, and it gets replenished on the other side.
Are you sure?
I'm sure of it. Trust me. Who's the science guy here? Who's the freak job?
I don't think that's an accurate description of either one of us.
Okay. We're both somewhere in the middle.
You're more
of a freak job.
I wouldn't think freak job be, like I said, an accurate description.
It's like your opinion, man.
So Lemuria, Atlantis, Sumeria, Clovis, the Mounds Builders.
Egypt.
These are all just ancient civilizations, man.
I wonder how many of them we'll never find.
In our lifetime?
I guess if they weren't big enough to be a civilization, they didn't leave enough evidence for us to find.
Yeah, but you know what? That's a really broad statement because it doesn't take very long. You said it yourself for the sand to cover up the pyramids. I wouldn't think it'd be very long. I watched something that said that in it was like 20 million years, there would be exactly no sign of human existence here on Earth. If humans were to die out today, it would take about 20 million years, and you'd never, ever know.
So that gives plenty of possibility that there could have been other species that developed and,
right, well, and
had ascendancies and declined completely.
Yeah, I mean, there could have been advanced technological civilizations that.
What was it take? It was something to subduct, you know, like through one of the plates. Say it was like a coastal civilization or whatever, and then over, you know, a couple 200 million years or whatever, just whoop, that's right back down into the mantle through the continental drift, and then it's gone. Now there's some places on Earth like Ayers Rock or whatever it's called now in Australia that are billions of years old. But there's some places that never got to live that long because they got subducted right back into the mantle.
Yeah, yeah.
There's got to be tons of stuff that we'll never know about because it's wiped literally from the face of the planet.
Wow, man, that's just crazy shit, isn't it?
There could have been dinosaurs that, you know, were smart. There was an episode of Star Trek Voyager where there was dinosaurs that evolved, but, you know.
Like Barney? Or whatever.
Not like Barney at all. Oh. More like Not the Mama.
God, that was a good show. I remember that's.
So that's kind of lost civilization right there.
Right. Flintstones?
Well, I mean.
They were cavemen, but you know what? They
kind of evolved into us, so they're not really lost. Well, you know, fuck it. I'm going to go with it. It's
Flintstones,
lost.
Yeah.
Flintstones are lost.
Martians?
Well, yeah. I guess lost civilizations don't have to be on our planet alone.
I wouldn't think so.
I don't know.
Plutosians?
No.
I don't know if that's how you pluralize Pluto.
There's no Plutosians.
Have you ever been to Pluto? I'm going to ask you again. Have you ever been to Pluto?
I don't know. I think we're starting to do that thing again.
What thing's that?
You know, where we just babble, like you're babbling right now?
Yeah, but that's like the funnest part of the show.
No, it's not. It's the worst part of the show.
Hey, we've had plenty of good feedback on our back and forth.
Yeah, well, I don't like you, and your feedback is horrible.
Oh, yeah?
So let's talk about what we're talking about next week.
Anything about that?
You flip papers. It's great.
Let's not give it up yet.
You don't want to give it up?
I don't want to give it up yet.
All right.
I don't want to give it up yet.
It sounded fun, but next week, if we're doing what I think we're doing, it's going to be a devilishly good time.
Next week should be a lot of fun.
Is that too much?
No, that was not too much. That was good. Next week should be fun.
It's going to be a devilishly good time. I said it again. I'm saying too much. Devil.
Fuck.
Nothing to do with that.
Not at all. No, nothing at all. But we got a few good shows lined up for you. We're thinking about.
Yeah, we got about what the next month? Easy planned out.
Yeah,
maybe more, month and a half.
Tell us what you think. If I wanted to do like a police state show, like a militarization of police, Everett personally thinks that's a little too invasive into the. He thinks it'll piss people off. Is what he's thinking. Think so. Let us know.
Problem is, I feel like it's going to devolve into like a Black Lives Matter debate. And God damn it, we are nowhere near capable of touching that.
That's not what I'm talking about. That's not at all what I'm talking about. I'm talking about specific
cases. Think about
it,
you're going to have to talk about Michael Brown.
Exactly, specific cases.
How could you not touch that?
Well, we could say it spawned the Black Lives Matter movement, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about the police state and the militarization of police, things that have caused that.
All right,
things
well, email us, let us know, and we'll figure it out
later.
Yeah,
is that too much for you guys?
No. Roll that beautiful bean out footage and...
Out paper.
Somebody coming into the building. I'm closing the studio door.
That's all right. All right, well, you guys, this has been Surreal Talk. Just a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal, and some ancient and lost civilizations this week. Brought to you this week and every week, of course, by Amazon. If you're looking to do any online shopping, visit surrealtalkpodcast.com/Amazon to be forwarded to our special Amazon page, where any purchases you make will directly support our crazy conspiracy show. Also, if you're into audiobooks, go to the website, just like always, surrealtalkpodcast.com, and click the Audible banner to create your 30-day trial and download your free audiobook. And as always, remember to like and subscribe to our Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube accounts, facebook.com/surrealtalk, twitter.com/surrealtalkshow, and youtube.com/surrealtalkpodcast. And if you'd like to contact us, and you can do that by email at info@surrealtalkpodcast or messaging any one of our social media pages. Let us know how we're doing. If you like us, if you hate us, good, bad, show ideas. Leave a review.
Something for Deja Vu next week?
Yeah. If we missed on something, hit us up. We'll do our new segment, Deja Vu.
This would be a real good chance for that because we missed all kinds of stuff.
Yes, we did.
Like every week. Really bad this week.
God, that's going to be a normal segment on our show.
So finish our show for us and we'll get back to it at the end of the beginning of next week.
Remember to leave a review on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, or whatever your chosen platform is. And while we ask you to be honest in your review, please be nice. Or don't. But if you're not nice, please be funny.
Be nice when you're talking about me. I don't need that. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and
self-deprecating jokes are the best, man.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and we've gotten a particularly stinging email. It just kind of ruins my day because I roll out of bed first thing, check my email. This guy's like, yeah, you guys are kind of assholes and don't talk about anything and you're pretty much dumb.
But let's be honest
about
it.
He's fucking right, man. But we're dumb.
He's like, fuck, man, what am I doing? Yeah. Let's be honest about it, man. We really don't get that much bad mail.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah, fuck, now that I said that, people are going to be like, well, you know what? I was trying to be nice, but you guys do suck. They're going to start sending us shit emails now. Watch.
I wouldn't blame them.
But for Everett and me, Eric, this has been Surreal Talk.
Catch y'all next week.
Thanks a lot. Catch you next week.
Please, wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
I'm mad as hell! I'm not gonna take it anymore!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.